Welcome to the Sunday Night Army podcast, the best local podcast in Windsor, Essex County, Detroit, and wherever. The place for news, entertainment, and music. Here's your host, Jacob.
All right, welcome to the show. I am Jacob, and welcome to another episode of the music series. Now, you probably already heard all the fantastic news. If you haven't, go check out the socials for the crazy upcoming news with what's happening to the show. And wherever you're listening to the show right now, hit the subscribe button so you can keep up with all the amazing artists that are coming up on the show. Nice and easy. And if you want to listen to their music, top indie playlist gets you all the song. Go like, follow, subscribe. Get all the listens, get the playlist, over 190 songs from a fantastic artists, all genres right there for you. Now, if you want to support me supporting all these artists, check out the merchandise store in the link. The link tree in bio gets you to the merchandise store. Wait for the 35% sale, get yourself some merch, rep the show, spread the word, and that's the best way to grow this thing. So thank you to those that have. I appreciate you all. Let's get to today's episode. So right now on the music series, let's go all the way to Calgary, Alberta for my next guest, Kelsey Rain. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks.
Awesome. It's always fun to going out to Alberta because there's a lot of good music coming out of there here in Canada. And for my international audience, we were so far apart. It's not even close compared to all my Europe listeners. But yeah, it's nice to talk to artists from Alberta. A lot of good stuff out there.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about you. I know you have your awesome track we're going to talk about, Forever Young. We'll get to that very shortly. But I want to know more about you. So let's get to a little bit of the background. So how did you get started and when did you start in the music industry?
Well, I kind of fell into music. I didn't grow up with musicians like in my family, my direct family or anything. And I took an interest in karaoke in like my early 20s. And one day in like a year or so later, I was at a venue and karaokeing, and that bar owner asked me if he could contact me later or something. And I said, sure. And a couple days later, he said, hey, can you do a show? And I was like, what kind of a show? And he said, I don't know, open mic or something. My karaoke person canceled. And I was like, I don't have any equipment. Like, I you know, I don't really know what I'm doing. And he's like, I'll buy you equipment right now. And I was like, okay. And I passed my phone off to my boyfriend at the time, who knew a little bit more about like what I might need. And I had been playing guitar, like I just bought a guitar for like 6 months or so. And so I know a few chords on that, but primarily like karaoke is what I've been doing for about a year or so. Just kind of regularly realizing that people were really supportive when I sang, so I should maybe keep trying to do it. And then, yeah, then I said, okay, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And I said, when do you want to do this? And he said, in 2 hours. And I was like, okay. So I like showed up at this venue to host this open mic. And I picked up a few karaoke tracks from Karaoke World, like backtrack recordings, so I could sing to it. And then I like switched off on some of the songs that I knew on guitar already and started singing. And essentially, I just learned guitar and singing and was getting like paid performances all at the same time. And I did that. And that's how I got started. And then I won a singing competition at another venue in Calgary, like within 8 months of that. And that took me to Mexico. And then I was performing there and then with like house bands. And then I got into music school within a year and a half. And I did a little bit of training there. And then I came back and just booked more gigs and then started releasing my originals.
That's a lot at one time. That's
Everything just kind of right from the beginning has sort of just been like, just roll with it, like whatever happens, just go with it and just screw your fears and just try to figure it out along the way. And it's worked out. So
no, that's awesome. That's you just go at it and perform, just go. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now there's gotta be, obviously it's a steep learning curve to get thrown into something like that and, you know, discover what you're really all about while you're doing it. So what have you learned out of this entire process that that you gravitate more towards music wise, like the creativity? Now you said you're doing more original stuff. Is that more up your alley now than like karaoke? Is that what you're going to lean to more?
Yeah, I haven't done karaoke in years as far as like hosting or anything like that. It's been like basically is when I started hosting open mics and like playing my own music live and things like that, I kind of just never really looked back. So these days, I've been releasing a lot of originals. I have actually three different projects on the go. I have Kelsey Rain, which is my like experimental rock mostly kind of vibe. And then I have Alice Awake, which is my it's like an experimental pop kind of Latin jazz fusion. And it's a Alice in Wonderland theme. It's like as if she was an adult. And so there's a lot of philosophy kind of in it and a lot of kind of anything goes. And I love that because I think one of the biggest holdbacks in life is when we think ideas are dumb or too weird or different, and so it's not gonna work. And when I had an Alice in Wonderland umbrella, I was able to be like, oh, hey, anything goes now. And people understand why it's experimental because, you know, you're not supposed to always get it. You're just supposed to appreciate that, you know, we're just out there doing something a little bit different. And so, yeah. And then I just wrote a couple kind of country folk songs. So that's going to be under a new project called Lily Rain James because I want to keep the rain consistent between the two. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Kind of they're diversifying yourself into the music industry. So that's pretty interesting. A little bit of everything under different umbrellas. That's pretty cool. Let's talk about this track that you have for me today, called Forever Young. How did this one come about?
I always write music primarily from a space where I'm needing some clarity in my own thoughts. And it's sometimes it's just like what you can't say out loud, you know, you can say in the song. And so there is some intensity behind that for that reason. And it came about just kind of where I was coming across some challenging relationships and then also realizing that I had some health issues at the same time and like pretty devastating health issues at that time. And I like to almost like mock my struggle sometimes. So this idea of like forever young, as I'm sort of like joking with myself as I'm going through this like really hard time that like, you know, I'm gonna be young forever as they're telling me that like my body's deteriorating, you know? And I sort of like that I don't know, the play that I was able to do with that and just kind of it turned into something that the more times I said forever young, it actually became more of like an anthem for me. And kind of like not being in a place where you're going to submit to like heartache and pain and struggle, where you're like, nope, no matter what's happening, I'm forever young. And that's kind of how it came about was just basically trying to encourage myself to keep going and to not give up.
That's a good buildup. And I think we should have everybody hear the track right now. So let's do it.
Yeah, cool.
Here is Forever Young, Kelsey Rain, right here on the Sunday Night Army.
I love you, but you're trapped in the same old excuses that made you snap. So I won't be coming back this time, no. At least we can say that we tried. I hope you figure out your life. You never had the courage to do it right. And this is my last goodbye. I'm done. Forever young. I'm done. and damn that radio DJ every time was surely sent to torture me. And it burns like the papers where I pen my feelings. But I ain't coming back this time, no. You'll have to recover alone. Heart. It was still worth that I'm not perfect. It was love, but you were too afraid to face it. Now we buried our secrets in hell's basement, knowing that nothing could have really saved us. So I love you, but I hate this. If you decide to let me know when you do, stop running from your shadows. Finally, I can make it through.
There you go. That was Forever Young, Kelsey Rain. That'll be on the Spotify playlist for the show. Nice and easy for everybody listening. You guys already know that. Go to Spotify playlist, pick up the track, listen, like, follow, share, subscribe, all the good things. Add it to your own playlist. You know, share the music. Now, Kelsey, quick question for you. Now, are you planning on any visuals for any of your track? Is that something that's a part of your future as you develop more and more music?
Yes, definitely. I have released like two music videos already. Mm-hmm. Through my for my other songs, and this one I have a really strong vision for as well. It's going to be sort of like, it's without giving it all away, my idea behind the visual is to have a lot of clips of really like epic sort of uprising of the people. And so like news clips and things like that from like real life events that kind of really put people in a space of like what young people can do and the influence they can have when they, you know, revolt to some degree. Mm-hmm. You know, and just like these monumental moments that we've had throughout you know, the last 100 years of that kind of a thing, and how it's possible to make change, even if, you know, you're young and people label you as naive or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's sort of an image that the outline of sort of what I have for this music video. But yeah, it's just been, I've been moving a lot lately. And so I'm just getting kind of centered in my other areas of my life. And then I'm going to go back and do some more visual creatives for these things.
Very cool. So that's probably something we can look forward to in the near future. And so let's talk about the future. 2024, got a whole year ahead of us. Anything particularly you have planned that we should look forward to?
Yeah, just definitely a lot more gigs now that things are in kind of full swing and I've released a bunch of new music. And then, yeah, my Lily Rain James project, which is that other genre that I'm going to be releasing a couple songs within the next 6 months or so. And yeah, that's kind of what I got on the go there. I haven't I want to do a collaborative project for Kelsey Raine in April. So I still I'm just getting that organized. But doing a show where I also do aerial arts, like circus kind of stuff. So I've always wanted to incorporate in a live show like some of my other like friends that are performers and doing some aerials and pole fitness kind of stuff within that performance, and then also having it in a venue where I can display like live art going on, like people painting and drawing and that kind of thing. So doing this big kind of multimedia performance. That's my plan for April.
Nice. Now, for everybody listening that wants to kind of keep track of what you're doing and all your plans and stuff like that, where can they go?
Everything is under Kelsey Raine Music. So kelseyrainemusic.com, Kelsey Raine Music on Facebook, Kelsey Raine Music on Instagram, all of those guys, Spotify, Kelsey Raine Music. Well, it's actually just Kelsey Raine on Spotify, but everything else has like music on the end of it.
Fantastic.
And yeah, all of my music is on like all major streaming download platforms, all of them. And then yeah, through those you can check out any upcoming events or new music or anything like that.
There you go. That's fantastic. So everybody listening already knows, like I always say, make sure you go out there with the show's description, and Kelsey Rain will be tagged with this episode on all socials. Click like, follow, subscribe. That's what we do on this show, and support independent artists. So Kelsey Rain, thanks for coming on the show and talking to me today.
Thank you so much for having me. This was great. This was it was a really cool experience.